Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back to the
Real World Podcast. Real World Podcast.
Breaking it down into little sections, and today we are talking about the upcoming fight between Joshua Buatsi and Daniel Dos Santos. Mm-hmm. Daniel Dos Santos is 15-0 with 8 knockouts, hasn't fought anybody worth mentioning. Last opponent, we had a very poor record, but it was under a month ago, so he's been in the ring.
He's going to be fit, he's going to be active.
He's been active,
yeah.
Whereas Buatsi's been out of action.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him with the eye injury, innit?
Yeah.
In the last fight.
Yeah.
That's when he got a bad eye injury. And then he made changes to the coaching team. He brought in Virgil Hunter.
Went to America, training with Virgil Hunter.
I think he's a great coach.
Very good coach. Done well with Ward.
He done well with Ward. He's had other fighters as well. That's Sissoko guy that boxed last weekend. Yeah. He's his coach as well. Mm-hmm. He was with Khan for a bit as well. Yeah.
That's what, but that's the thing I'm thinking, because remember when Amir Khan went there, how was Amir Khan? Did he improve a lot with Hunter?
I think that ain't his style.
That's the thing.
Khan went there thinking, listen, Freddie Roach was more his style, because Freddie Roach had Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Both speedsters.
Yeah.
And they throw bare punches.
Yeah.
So you know Freddie Roach is for that.
That's true.
But then you got Virgil Hunter slows things
slow,
down.
Yeah, slow.
Nice long jab.
Yeah.
Everything technically correct.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So and that's how Buatsi boxes.
That's very true.
So I think Virgil Hunter is a great coach for him. I think he's going to be able to bring out the best in him.
Yeah.
To be honest, and he's going to need it, because world level at light heavyweight is a bit of stress. It's a little bit of stress. Beterbiev,
Bivol, Breeders,
and. Breeze is a cruiser, isn't
it? Yeah, it's cruiser, sorry. Joe Smith. Yeah,
that's Joe Smith Jr. So, difficult champions. Joe Smith Jr. being the weakest champion, but he's not a weak guy. He's the weakest champion, but he's not a weak champion.
Ain't Joe Smith fighting soon?
I think.
What did he fight?
He had his fight, and I think that's how he got the WBO title. But I don't know if he's planning another one. But he normally is active, though.
Yeah,
Smith's active. Joe Smith Jr. stays active, so that'll be interesting to see. But it's that time now that Buatsi starts to break through to the world level. His, you know, peers, Craig Richard, Anthony Yard, they've had attempts. Even, what's his name? Callum Johnson, the Scottish guy that fought with Beterbiev.
Yeah.
All the British light heavyweights, they're getting up there and they're getting sent back. But they're going there.
Yeah.
They're going there and they're not showing.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, they're not showing that they're below that level. Mm-hmm. They're falling short, but only by a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because I see that with Callum Johnson. He knocked down Beterbiev in his fight. Yard, we know he had Kovalev going.
Yeah.
And Craig, he was in there with him.
Yeah.
So we know that the British light heavyweights are of the level, but there's little bits missing that the guys need to just clean up so they can take them belts, because it's good talent.
It's a work in progress, isn't it? Yeah,
and
good talent.
Buatsi was, for a long time, I think, flying the flag for British light heavyweights. He was being pushed as the best British light heavyweight. And he's had some time out, and it's time for him to come back and prove that, really.
Yeah, I think he's just going to really show his skills that he's learned from Hunter in this fight. So we want to see a... Not too much of a new Buatsi, but we want to see new elements, new skills being used.
I
want to
see a cleaner Buatsi.
Cleaner.
I want to see a more defensively aware Buatsi.
Yeah.
I feel like he puts his punches together very well.
And
there's just little rolls in between and things that will stop the eye injury happening. Stuff like the eye injury that he had. That's what we're really looking out for. And the undercard isn't a massive undercard, but still good fights on there. Lerone Richards on there, someone who I've seen since the amateurs, win multiple titles, continuing to do the same as a professional. I think he's going to want to knock out, because he's an elite boxer, but he's not going to get in the finishes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be in the limelight.
You need it.
Without
you need
finishes.
It. You need it.
So I hope he gets the finish. Tommy McCarthy, cruiserweight, he's fighting as well for European title. And then, you know, the word is that he's going to go for a WBC title shot, which will be against McCarthy. I guess McCarthy's the guy that got the belt. We've seen him, he got knocked out by Tony Bellew in that fight in Goodison Park. But he's been at that level for a while.
Yeah, he's been there.
So, experienced guys, but it just goes to show, man, that he, and he's had setbacks. McCarthy's had a couple setbacks in his career, but he's forward in enough to be spoken about for world title shots.
Yeah, three fights since he's lost. But yeah, he's getting opportunity, isn't it? He's getting opportunity.
He's doing his thing.
So, yeah, it's a good
thing. So, it'll be interesting to see that show. Mm-hmm. What else is happening?
Yeah, I just really want to see Boatsy's level, because right now in the UK light heavyweight scene, I don't know who's the best.
Yeah, right now,
out of the four,
right now,
Spider,
I put Craig down as the best because he's the most recent.
Yeah, most recent. There. Yeah,
he held his own. A very tough champion.
Yeah,
people are so quick to belittle champions' abilities when someone does well against them.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah,
it's Dimitri Bivol. It was for the Super WBA title. There's no Kovalev, Matt is a bit over the hill, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
with that fight, you could say, oh, he's a bit past it.
Yeah, nah.
That's still... Bivol was in his prime. This is it, the champion. Yeah. So, and Richard's done that, so I have to give Richard the nod right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll give Lyndon his props. And I think Callum Johnson, then Boatsy, and then Yard. It has to be Yard last at the moment.
You know what? Just the funny thing is,
he's not consistent.
I keep forgetting
right now.
Johnson. I keep forgetting Callum.
Yeah, and he's a good fighter.
He's a good fighter.
He's a good fighter. Tough fighter.
Good fighter. He's just the least vocal.
That's out what of them. It is. That's
least
what
presented
it is.
Like
the world is so just like you need to make sure you stand out.
Yeah,
it's just overpopulated. Just everyone is in everything.
Yeah,
every fighter's got pads now on their Insta. Every fighter's got this and that. But you need to actually have some sort of profile.
Yeah,
otherwise true. You just fall under the radar.
Yeah.
But no, the light heavyweight division's interesting. I think Craig Richards personally should fight the winner of Badu and Pascal.
Yeah.
Because that's for the regular WBA title.
That's a very good show.
So
very good
and he
show.
Just fought for the big WBA.
Yeah.
Might as well pick up
something. Yeah, get something.
If
get
that
something
fight can be made, that would be great. That would be actually a perfect fight. Mm. He stays within the same governing body and he's got his ranking with that governing body.
He's got his ranking.
So why not in it?
That would be a good fight.
That would be
good fight for,
either of those fights. Badu, whether he fights Badu or Pascal.
Pascal,
great fight to stay at that level, get a good payday.
Collect a
US. Yeah. Audience as well. So I think that would be interesting. But then Boatsy, he's also ranked highly with the WBA. I think he holds the WBA Intercontinental title.
Okay.
So he's also kind of in that same
mix. Bubble, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if Boatsy tries to peek his head into that category.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's missing, people don't have those tough challenges before the world title fight.
Yeah.
The world title fight shouldn't be the first tough challenge of your career.
Yeah.
I'm a true believer in that.
Yeah, that's true. Shouldn't have to bite down your gum shield.
Before the world title
under the
fight.
Real spotlight,
Because people fly through looking great, relaxed, and then their first hard fight is the world title fight. And it shouldn't really be the case. You know, you should put yourself in a predicament where there's some tough man you meet along the way. Even people like Tyson. Tyson didn't stop everyone on the way.
That's true.
There were people on the way that took him the distance.
Yep.
That he ran through Burbick, but there was people that weren't having it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's people that weren't having it, and that is important. I think that's what's missing in today's boxing. And I think it's because people are rushing. It's just simply for the fact that people are rushing.
Rushing for the record, isn't it? Just to be 20-0.
That's it.
Yeah.
Rushing, and then really people get caught up in what their record looks like instead of who they've actually faced.
Yeah.
It was a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Very true.
So, interesting, but Boatsy, I believe he will do the job. I hope he does the job. I hope he comes back with flying colours, and hopefully the rest of the show goes well. I'll be tuning in and seeing that. I haven't heard anything from Frank Warren about any of his shows, but he said that the fight with Fury and AJ should be on, what,
14th of August.
14th of August. But nothing signed, though. Nothing
signed.
So it's one of them ones.
It's definitely in Saudi, though. It seems like it's definitely in Saudi.
That's where the peas is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where the peas
is. I'm not happy about that.
Should have been here.
Should have been
here. Should have been here.
100%.
I understand why it's not. Not an idiot, but should have been here.
Yeah.
It's true. Because you're not going to get an opportunity like that again.
No way.
Two UK heavyweights.
UK.
Battling. Titans. In a stadium. In the UK.
Wow, that would be crazy.
They should have done something different, man. Like Old Trafford or something, though.
Yeah, they should have.
You know what I mean? They should have done something like that. But big. We shall see how that unfolds. People, make sure you're following the socials. Make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you put the notification bell on. Yes. We will be getting guests on the show again. Those will be the long episodes. When it's just us two, we're going to keep it nice and concise like this. And then we'll run a guest through. Comment what guests you want to see on here. And that's it, innit?
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it.
That's
still.
It. That's it. That's it. That's
and
it.
Streaming platforms.
Yeah, all the streaming platforms.
Listen.
Apple, Spotify.
Yeah. Apple, Spotify, Amazon.
Amazon.
We're on there. Yeah. I don't know if I thank you lot for the 10k subs. But we're on 10k subs now as well. So bless, thank you. And that's it. Love, people.
Love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.